Hawkeye. And he obtained the position through less than noble means. And he was a favorite of the Caliph of Baghdad. And he had a great deal of power. He had a great deal of power over the Jewish people. He had the power of patronage and of taxation, as well as the police power. The police power then included the power to punish with corporal punishment. So even though there was not a Sanhedrin, but the Beis Din of the time, the Beis Din in Bavel, punished by flogging. In fact, there are many who say, it's quoted from Iran, from Rabbeinu Nissim, that the reason that we begin Ma'ariv by the recitation of the Pasuk, V'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashchiz, v'yirbo l'shivapo v'lerik al-chamaso Hashem Oshia ha-melech yaneinu v'yom koreinu, that is because they would give lashes between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And according to the Gemara in Makkos, the count of the lashes was based on that Pasuk. They would say the Pasuk, V'hu rachum. So that therefore, as a remembrance to that custom of the Babylonian courts, so it was, the Pasuk was kept over as an introduction to the prayer of Ma'ariv. And that's why it is not said on Shabbos or on Yontiv, etc., because then Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontiv, the Beis Din did not meet. They did not give lashes. But if the head of the exilarch had the right to flog people, so you're talking about someone who is a powerful person. He also fancied himself to be a Talmud Chacham. That is also a difficult situation. Right? The Lord should save us from rabbis who think they're business people and from business people who think they're rabbis. Once those lines get mixed, once it's not clear, so then everybody second guesses everyone else. And especially with a personage of the temperament and stature of Rabbeinu Sadia. Rabbeinu Sadia was not someone who was going to brook interference in what he felt were matters that were under his jurisdiction. And he certainly was not going to accept advice in halachic matters from someone who thought he was a Talmud Chacham and whom Rabbeinu Sadia could wrap around his little finger. And the Reish Galusa, had he been clever, had he been modest, had he had good advisors, which is 90% of being a good ruler, had he had a good wife, could have saved himself and the Jewish people and Rabbeinu Sadia a lot of aggravation. But apparently he had none of these. He was surrounded by sycophants, as most people in power are. Nobody likes to hear the dissenting opinion. When you make up your mind that, you know, that you've got the world's greatest income tax plan, you don't want somebody to come and tell you that it's not so good. You're not programmed anymore to hear it. And that's true of every decision.